The Marriott Hotel in downtown Miami has a large ramp that channels guests behind a series of pillars toward its grand front entrance. To the side of that is a much smaller ramp that hugs the side of the building. You could easily miss it. And on any given day, that ramp has a line of taxis on it. Walk up the ramp and mention the Uber black car service to the cabbies hanging around, and you'll find someone with an opinion on it, like Rudolph.
The fact that the company don't like the black cab is going to be good for the driver.
Rudolph and his fellow cabbies have been waiting for customers at the Marriott for about 2 hours. The wait is costly. Most of them don't own their cars and have to rent them from a taxi company. Rudolph, who asked that we not use his last name for this story, says anything that shakes up the power discrepancy between the cab company and the drivers is a good thing.
And I repeat it again, something they don't want is good for us. All right? Thank you.
Amsterdam, London, Paris, Milan, Rome.
Travis Kalanick is the founder of Uber, which is an app that allows you to book and pay for a ride in a fancy car like a Mercedes or SUV with your smartphone. He's listing the cities that people can use Uber in.
Boston, New York, Philly, D.C., St. Paul. Seattle.
Miami is not on that list, and here's why. There is a set of rules that govern limo and town car drivers. They have to wait a minimum of 1 hour to pick you up, and the county has a limit on how many permits it hands out.
They basically have found a way to get competition to be outlawed.
Kalanick is trying to change that, and he's got Miami-Dade Commissioner Audrey Edmondson on board. She's sponsoring legislation that scales back some of those rules.
Now, with this coming in, they can go out and purchase their own vehicle, and they can drive for themselves. They don't have to pay $500,000 or $400,000, whatever it is, for a medallion or a permit.
But here's the issue for Diego Feliciano, who heads up the South Florida Taxi Association. For years, the county has forced taxi operators to buy medallions, basically permits to own a cab. Taking the cap off the number of town car and limo licenses that can be issued may devalue the permits people in the taxi industry have paid handsomely for.
And there's cab drivers that have invested millions of dollars into the taxi cab industry because in 1998, Dade County made this a medallion, told the drivers go out there and borrow money from the banks and buy these permits. And now we have over 700 cab drivers that are the driver and the owner.
The taxi industry is heavily regulated. For example, the county decides how much they can charge for a ride, which means taxi companies can't jack up their rates during a big sporting event or a natural disaster when there's a high demand for cars. But Feliciano says you need to have an even regulatory playing field.
There may not be an existing taxi cab industry in Dade County in the future. They can't operate with all the laws that Dade County has for cabs and then let somebody else operate aside from that and expect that that's going to come out.
Feliciano says his association would welcome Uber if the app allowed people to hail taxis from their phones as well. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.